Message number 3, ministering life for the body. Roman numeral number 1. In 1 John 5:14 through 17, there is the indication not only that we have eternal life and enjoy it, but also that we can minister life to other members of the body. 1 John 5:14 through 17. And this is the boldness which we have toward him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the requests which we have asked from him. If anyone sees his brother sinning a sin not unto death, he shall ask and he will give life to him, to those sinning not unto death. There is a sin unto death. I do not say that he should make requests concerning that. All unrighteousness is sin, and there is sin not unto death. A. Verses 14 through 17 show us that the eternal life within us can overcome death, both in ourselves and in other members of the church. B. Verse 16 is the only reference in the Bible to ministering life to someone. 1. To minister life is to impart life. 2. When we have the surplus of life, we can minister from this supply to others. C. Verse 14 speaks of prayer in the fellowship of eternal life. 1. We should ask according to God's will, not according to our way, desire, or preference. 2. The prayer that is according to God's will indicates that the praying one is abiding in the fellowship of the divine life, and is also abiding in the Lord himself, and thus he is truly one with the Lord. 3. The knowing in 1 John 5:15 is based on the fact that after receiving the divine life, we abide in the Lord and are one with him in our praying to God in his name. 4. In 1 John 5:16, he shall ask and he will give life. Refer to the same person, that is, to the one who sees his brother sinning and asks concerning him. A. Such an asker who is abiding in the Lord, who is one with the Lord, and who is asking in one spirit with the Lord, becomes the means, the channel, by which God's life-giving spirit can give life to the ones for whom he is asking. B. This is a matter of ministering life in the fellowship of the divine life. 5. The vital point is that if we would pray for a brother according to what is described in 1 John 5:16, we need to be one with the Lord. D. The ministry of life is to minister as life, the Christ whom we have experienced. 1. The ministry comes out by the working of the cross. It is by the way of the cross that we have the riches of Christ as life to minister to others. 2. How much life and how much reality of the riches of Christ we can minister depends upon how much revelation we have received and how much we have suffered for what has been revealed to us.
Roman numeral 2. If we will minister life, we need to know, experience, and gain God as the God of resurrection. 2 Corinthians 1:9. Indeed, we ourselves had the response of death in ourselves, that we should not base our confidence on ourselves, but on God, who raises the dead. A. God is working through the cross to terminate us, to bring us to an end, so that we will no longer trust in ourselves, but in the God of resurrection. B. When the God of resurrection works in us, his life and nature are wrought into us. C. The killing of the cross results in the manifestation of resurrection life. 2 Corinthians 4:10. Always bearing about in the body the putting to death of Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body. Verse 11. For we who are alive are always being delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh. Verse 12. So then, death operates in us, but life in you. 1. The putting to death of Jesus destroys the natural man, the outer man, and the flesh, with the result that the inner man is given the opportunity to develop and be renewed to live out the resurrection life. 2. All the work that the Lord is doing on us is to destroy our outer natural man so that we can live out the life of Christ from within us. This is the deepest thought in the New Testament concerning the life of a Christian. 3. Remaining in the death of Christ and being conformed to his death is a profound principle of the Christian life. A. When we remain in the death of Christ, we experience the power of Christ's resurrection. B. The more we die with Christ in this way, the more his resurrection power will be manifested in us, and the more we will be able to minister life to the body of Christ. 4. Our natural strength and ability need to be dealt with by the cross so that they may become useful in resurrection for the ministry of life. D. The budding, blossoming, fruit-yielding rod signifies the resurrection life of Christ for us to minister life to the body. Roman numeral 3. We need to know the body in life. Ephesians 1:23. The church, which is his body, the fullness of the one who fills all in all. 1 Corinthians 12:27. Now you are the body of Christ and members individually. 10:17. Seeing that there is one breath, we who are many are one body, for we all partake of the one breath. A. The body of Christ is formed by Christ as life in us. This life mingles with us to become the body of Christ. 1. The life in us is not a member life. It is a body life. 2. We are all one in this life. This oneness in life is the mystical body of Christ. B. Knowing the body in life is the result of our experience of life and spiritual growth. 1. In order to know the body and touch the reality of the body, we must progress in the experience of life and the growth of life. 2. Only after we have reached the fourth stage in the spiritual life can we know the mystery of the body of Christ. 3. In order to know the body and live in the body, we need to deal with the flesh, the self, and the natural constitution. A. If we still live according to the flesh and in ourselves and serve in our natural ability, the life of the body, which is Christ himself in us, cannot be manifested, and we cannot know the body. B. Only when the flesh has been dealt with, the self has been abandoned, and the natural constitution has been broken, can we touch the reality of the body. C. Knowing the body is a dealing with individualism. All those who do not know the body are individualist. 1 Corinthians 12:18. But now God has placed the members, each one of them, in the body, even as he willed. Verse 19. And if all were one member, where would the body be? Verse 20. But now the members are many, but the body one. D. The proofs that we know the body are that we are unable to be individualistic. We can discern those who are not in the body, and we can recognize the authority of Christ as the head revealed in the order of the body.
Roman numeral 4. We need to know the body in practice. A. Local church is an expression of the body of Christ in a particular locality. 1. The one universal church, the body of Christ, becomes the many churches, the local expression of the body of Christ. 1 Corinthians 12:14. For the body is not one member, but many. Acts 13:1. Now there were in Antioch, in the local church, prophets and teachers. 2. The unique body of Christ is expressed as the local churches. 3. Every local church is part of the unique universal body of Christ, a local expression of the body. 4. If we know the body, in our consideration, the body will be first, and the local churches will be second. B. In the Lord's recovery, there is only one work, the work of the body. What we are doing today is not our personal work, but the work of the economy of God, the building up of the body of Christ. Roman numeral 5. According to the teaching of the Bible and our spiritual experience, there is something called the consciousness of the body of Christ. 2 Corinthians 11:28. Apart from the things which have not been mentioned, there is this, the crowd of cares pressing upon me daily, the anxious concern for all the churches. 29. Who is weak, and I am not weak? Who is stumbled, and I myself do not burn? A. The consciousness of the body of Christ comes from the enjoyment of Christ. 1. The dear precious one we enjoy as our food, drink, and breath is the head of the body. 2. What we enjoy is actually something of Christ as the head. Thus, when we enjoy Christ, that causes him to be our head, subjectively and experientially. 3. When we enjoy Christ, he, the head, causes us to become conscious of the body. B. The consciousness of the body of Christ is the sense of Christ's life within us. 1. The body of Christ is formed by Christ as life in each of us, mingled with us. 2. Concerning the consciousness of the body of Christ, we need to begin with the sense of the divine life within us. C. The body of Christ is universal, the life within us is universal, and the sense of the body is universal. 1. Once the divine life and the spirit enter into us, we should have a universal sense, the consciousness of the body. 2. The sense of the body is a universal matter, but this sense has been restricted in us because of our own feelings and views. 3. The more we experience the Lord's breaking and are delivered from ourselves, the more we will discover that the sense of the body is universal. 4. If we have the sense of the body, when others suffer or are blessed, we will identify with them and feel the same hardship or blessing. D. As members of the body of Christ, we need to have the consciousness of the body and a feeling of the body. 1. To live the body life, we need to be conscious of the body. 2. If we have the consciousness of the body of Christ and care for the body, we will take the body as the rule in our thoughts and actions.